This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Lee Wickenhauser. Lee Wickenhauser is responsible for me being on Genesis Communications Network. Lee and I have spent some time together over the years. And we both have a passion for automobiles and auto mechanics. And we're going to share with you things that you don't hear elsewhere. Things that we've seen firsthand. Things that might kind of surprise you. Welcome, Lee Wickenhauser.
Good morning, Vinny. How you doing?
Very well, Lee. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. I'd like to share a quick story with you. So here at the farm, we buy oil in bulk. We buy several different brands. But when we buy it, we buy like 10 gallons minimum at a time. And we have a lot of different vehicles here on our farm. And we have diesel engines and we have gasoline engines. And so all of a sudden, this was months ago, we noticed that our 2004 Chevy pickup truck with, maybe 250,000 miles, V6 engine, started consuming oil. I'm not saying burning oil. I'm not saying leaking oil. I'm saying consuming oil. The same thing at the same time happened to our 2000 Mercedes-Benz midsize with about the same mileage, 250,000 miles on it. And it also is a 4.3 liter engine. Now, these engines are different. The Mercedes is more sophisticated, and it's got more moving parts, more horsepower per cubic inch of displacement. But they both started consuming this oil. And so I changed the oil again. You know, typical oil change for me might be 5,000 miles. Change the oil, change the filter. They both still, all of a sudden, started consuming oil. And then I changed the oil again after another 5,000 miles after I bought a new batch of the same brand of oil. Oil consumption stopped. It went back to one quart every 5,000 miles or so. What I'm saying is I have observed what I believe to be either a mistake or a change in the formulation of the oil such that it can my engines, both the Chevy and the Mercedes engines, both, upon the initial oil changes with that one batch of oil, started consuming oil. Have you ever seen that, Lee Wickenhauser?
I have, and, you know, I do a lot of research into, you know, oil, whether it be for performance, daily drivers, trucks, tractors. I do a lot of research into it. Formulas have changed. There's, due to the EPA standards, there's a lot of changes where zinc is pretty much non-existent in oils anymore. Zinc was used back, you know, up until about the early 70s in a higher quantity. Due to, it would kind of cushion the valves, you know, prevent wear, keep the main bearing technology and the materials have progressed since then. So it was a, kind of a wear preventative, you know. If there's anybody out there who remembers the hot rotting days, there's zinc additives, or when, you know, engine rebuilders and remanufacturers, they will use a zinc additive in cars that have flat tappet cams, for example, whether it's overhead cam or, you know, under valve cam. The oils have changed, you know, and this is my personal philosophy. If an engine doesn't burn a light amount of oil to me is bad. You need certain parts of lubrication processes to have oil and to consume it. You know, granted, if it's 3 quarts to every 3,000 miles, that's definitely not good. But the slight oil consumption is good. You know, with the changes in a lot of the formulations over the years, you know, things have changed around. Now, here's a really good example of that. Years ago, there was like C14 codes or CH4, CG4. What that means is there's different developments in oils. There's different standard weight ratings. There was additives. And so this stuff all progresses over time. You know, there's also, you know, when you look at an oil bottle, there's different things you want to look for on there. You know, an API rating, which is, you know, S for gas, C for diesel. Most oils nowadays are both S and C rated. So, you know, just things to take into consideration. Cheaper oils have less detergents in them. The detergents help break down sludge, get it out, get some of the carbons out. You know, sometimes those detergents in there evaporate faster, and they also will show signs of, you know, your oil consumption, even though the engine may not actually be burning it. It may just be evaporating some of those detergents out of there. So your oil is actually just not being burned. It's just going down in level because of that evaporation.
Okay, one of the things that I've noticed, Lee, is that the newer vehicles that have more sophisticated engines, like variable valve timing, and what I'm talking about is the variable camshaft timing, to change the opening and closing of the valves based on RPM and based on the demand that's put on the engine at that time to deliver more miles per gallon or more torque / horsepower as needed. And what I found is that if people, owners we'll call them, of these vehicles don't change their oil at the right interval, the detergent that's necessary in the oil to clean the engine is gone, wears out, disappears, and then the engine sludge up, and then the variable valve timing mechanisms, those solenoids, plug up, and then the engine doesn't run right. And I mean doesn't. I'm talking like operates at maybe 20% of its potential. Not just runs a little bit bad, but really runs bad. Have you seen that as well?
Very much so. You know, people sometimes, you know, busy lives, people neglect their cars. You get sludge buildup. Here's two different versions of it. You have variable valve timing Hondas, you know, known as VTEC, variable electronic timing. So when an engine reaches a certain RPM, it will open a solenoid and allow oil flow to reach where the cam gear is, which is hydraulically driven or hydraulically varied. So it'll increase oil, it'll push oil to that, and it'll either advance or retard the valve timing. Now, you can get sludge in there. You know, Ford used a similar system called cam phasers. Did the same thing, used oil pressure. For years, it was problematic. You know, 2003, or anything with the 5.4 three valve and some of the 4.6 three valves did the same thing. They would just not hold pressure, and you start getting rattle, and next thing you know, your timing chains aren't accurate, and your timing's way off. It can't hold timing. It just, you know, it messes with the fuel injection. Chevy, they went a little different route. They used, instead of using a cam phaser like that, they can basically shut lifters on and off hydraulically. And they have issues with it. People don't maintain their vehicles. The oil doesn't, you know, they don't change it at the normal intervals, so you don't get those detergents in there cleaning out that system. And next thing you know, you have a lifter failure. Lifter failure wipes out the cam, can be, you know, a few thousand dollars to fix it. So, you know, you are absolutely right saying that, you know, not keeping up with oil changes, not using a quality oil can have adverse effects.
Okay. And how do you feel about those quick lube oil change places? And this includes Walmart as well, because they're pretty fast. What are your thoughts?
You know, for just a... I have different views and opinions on that. Years ago, I managed a Valvoline instant oil change. There was good and bad about it. If you had a service tech that knew what they were doing, that wasn't concerned as much with how many cars they could get done versus the quality of the oil change, they're not bad. The downside is there's a lot of things that are skipped. You know, you're driving in over a pit. You know, a guy has limited access to certain items like grease irks. Make sure your suspension is, you know, properly lubricated. But basically, they just drop the oil pan plug, drop the oil, time it, whether the oil's done dripping completely out or not. They throw the plug back in, throw a cheap filter on, and they fill it full of oil, and they send you down the road. I myself am not a person that likes to do that. I'm a person that I have a lift in my shop, and I will put my car or truck up on the lift, and I will drop the drain plug. I'll go around, rotate tires, check brakes. So, you know, we're talking about a process of about an hour. And, you know, check over the suspension. And at that time, one of the last things that I do is I drop the filter, and I let that drain, and then I reinstall the plug and, you know, reinstall the filter and fill it full of oil. I don't believe in quick oil changes. I don't think oil changes should be done quick, because now you're not getting some of that stuff that's laying in the bottom of the oil pan out of the engine that, you know, the filter may not have picked up, or there's just a little bit of sludge buildup in there that can come out. I myself am also a big fan of engine flushing or engine oil flushing, you know, Marvel Mystery Oil. I use it frequently. If I could buy that by, you know, the drum, I would. I believe in it. I'm a very strong believer in that. I don't think these quick oil changes are beneficial to people's vehicle health, let's call it. I think for, you know, the average person, you know, maybe take it into a place that takes a little bit, you know, better care and a little bit longer time to make sure, you know, you're getting a good quality oil change.
We've become a go-to place in our little village here at the farm for working on vehicles because the neighbors just don't trust the guys who have been their mechanics for years and years and years because they just, it's not working too well for them. And our son does a lot of work for the village, and he is unable to change the engine oil in less than 2 hours. And here's why. Exactly what you said. What he'll do is when the vehicle comes in hot, meaning the engine's warmed up, immediately it goes on a lift. The first thing that happens is he pulls the drain plug for the engine oil. Second thing he does is pulls out the oil filter. And then while those are drip, drip, dripping, he checks the suspension, the drive line, the steering, the shock absorbers, all the other fluids, the serpentine belts, the pulleys, everything you could possibly think of that could wear, he checks while it's drip, drip, dripping. And many times I've compared what happens after the oil just stops running out of the engine versus how much oil comes out an hour later. And it's about a cup. A cup. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lee Wickenhouse is with us, and he is in the sales department at Genesis Communications Network. Lee, what I was talking about is the quick oil change timing versus doing it yourself. And it seems to me that whether you bring it to a dealer or whether you bring it to a quick lube place or Walmart, they really don't have time for that car to sit up on that lift for an hour or two. So what I did was I measured the time. I had one of our instructors here. I was teaching a class, and we were showing him how to change the oil on his vehicle. So we put the vehicle up on the lift. As soon as he got here, everything was ready. The engine was warm. Actually, it was hot. And there's some risks involved in doing this. You can burn yourself. So if you do it, you need to take precautions to make sure that you don't burn yourself with hot engine oil. But what we did was we put it up on the lift, pulled the drain plug out, and I said to him, about when would one of those quick lube places put this drain plug back in? He said, now, okay. So we put the drain plug, I put a cup under, a large metal cup under the drain plug to measure how much extra oil would come out. And I said, let's see how much extra oil comes out. By the way, we're doing this versus the quick change place.
Sure.
So an hour later, we had about a cup of oil. Now, if you contrast that to the quick oil change place, and they bang the car out, and you have this cup of dirty oil, let's say you had a cup of used engine oil, who in their right mind would say, I tell you what, I've got a cup of used engine oil, let me put this in the engine. That's what we're talking about, right, Lee?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you want to get as clean oil in there as possible. You know, as you know, my grandma used to say, cleanliness is next to holiness. And having a clean, functioning oiling system is important. You know, there's very few daily driven cars or cars that would be considered, you know, daily drivers or commuter vehicles in my personal fleet of cars that do not have under 200,000 miles on them. Here's a really good example of making sure that you have good oil. I actually have a very close personal friend that owns a company called Lubrication Specialties out in Ohio, and they make they make really high quality synthetic based oils. And when I say synthetic based, it's not man-made oil. It means it's man-made detergents rather than, you know, just your standard, what, you know, car guys call dyno juice, is, you know, a little bit different type of formulation for the detergents. Getting back to my truck, I've got a 2003 F-350 with a 6-liter Power Stroke in it. You know, a lot of people hate these engines. I actually like them. Once you get them to a certain point, they seem to run forever. I've got over 300,000 miles on that engine. The bottom end of that engine has never been apart. It's still, the only thing that has been changed from the block down is the oil pan. I changed it due to a rust issue. The motor has been out of the vehicle, but I've been running a high-quality oil. For years, I ran Rotella. It's been a great oil. I didn't do some research. They have lessened the amount of zinc that's in it, which kind of left me feeling a little bit uncomfortable. Zinc is a good cushion for stress on the oil and impact. You know, you're talking about a very heavy rotating assembly. Crankshaft, rods, pistons, a lot of weight. You kind of need that little extra cushion. That's why the oil's a little thicker. But I switched over to a different brand of oil. It's Blue Diamond. It's expensive. I made a deal with my buddy Chris over at Lubrication Specialties. He goes, I'm going to send you a filter. It's an aftermarket filter. You still utilize your factory filter. He goes, I want you to run this oil 20,000 miles and take a sample and send it to us. And I told him, I'm like, are you crazy? I change oil in my truck. It's a diesel. I change it every 5,000 miles or sooner, like clockwork. And he goes, if you blow up that engine because of an oiling issue, he goes, I will buy you a brand new engine for your truck. And I'm like, you have my attention. So I've been running it. I'm at 35,000 miles on that oil. But I also have a secondary oil filter that I change every 5,000. I change my stock filter every 5,000 miles. And I've sent it in. And he goes, yep, you still got about another 100,000 miles to go. And I'm like, what? He goes, you got about 100,000 before that oil is broken down enough where it loses lubrication properties. Now, here's what else I find very interesting about this, is when I've sent him in samples, the amount of metal that is in my oil has been decreasing. Now, that's a sign that the oil is doing its job. People ask, well, why do you do that? So I know the state of the internal components of my engine. Something I highly recommend doing once a year if you put on a lot of miles is having an oil analysis done. Costs a little bit of money, but it's worth it.
Think of it like a blood test.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Mosques across the USA are now getting extra security after a pair of terrorist attacks in New Zealand at two mosques leave 49 people dead and dozens more injured. The police commissioner there says most of the victims were gunned down at one mosque in Christchurch as Friday prayers were commencing. Some of the attack was streamed on one of the suspects' Facebook accounts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking of the attack at the State Department moments ago.
The United States condemns this hateful assault. We pledge our unwavering solidarity with the government and people of New Zealand in this hour of darkness.
At least four suspects in custody. A resolution passed by the House and Senate that tries to undo the president's declaration of an emergency at the southern border expected to be vetoed before the day is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm finding this very interesting because Lee Wickenhauser and I have not discussed any of the topics that we would be talking about in this broadcast prior to the broadcast. And what I'm finding out, and you are at the same time, is that Lee Wickenhauser, independently from Vincent Fennelly, has discovered the same things. And I used to use Shell Rotella oil as well in our diesels. It was considered once to be the one of the best oils you could get. It was the go-to oil. I stopped using it probably almost 10 years ago for the same reasons that Lee Wickenhauser stopped using it. It stopped doing the things that it used to do for us. I don't think it's anywhere near as good. So we've switched as well because we don't want these engines to wear out. If you're talking about a Cummins turbo diesel engine in a Dodge truck, if you want to buy a replacement engine, you could be looking at $10,000. No exaggeration.
Easily. You know, here's a really good example. I bought a 2005 Ford Excursion with a 6-liter diesel in it. Looked at the truck. I've been looking forever for a nice, clean one. Found one. Had under 200,000 miles on it. I think it had 170 when I bought it. And I'm like, you know what? Thing runs great. Sounds good. Main bearing. Well, the dealership dummied it up. Within a couple thousand miles, the main bearings failed in it. That engine cost me $18,000 installed. The only reason I had somebody else install it was A, I didn't have time, and B, I have a shop that I use on stuff that if I don't have time or something that's out of my wheelhouse, I trust them. And, you know, it cost me a lot of money. And the first thing he asked me is, what kind of oil do you want to put in this engine? And I said, well, for break-in, I want Rotella. But I want you to put this additive in it. And he looked at me kind of funny. He goes, what is it? I go, it's zinc. And he goes, good, because I was going to put it in there anyways. So Rotella was a great oil for years and years. I agree with you. Their synthetic is still a really good oil. I just prefer to have something with a different type of additive in it for protection against my investment. Basically, you know, I look at it this way. I put in the same amount of money as what my vehicle is worth. So now I have double my investment into it. So taking care of your engine is an important thing. People don't understand sometimes, you know, what type of catastrophic failures can happen if they don't take care of their vehicles.
Yeah, let's talk about turbochargers for a minute. So, class, a turbocharger pushes, pumps, forces extra air into the combustion chamber so that you have more air to burn the fuel. So you have the potential for generating higher horsepower. But when you do that, you're also stressing everything more because you're making more horsepower out of the same engine. So smaller engines can make more horsepower, but it's absolutely critical that you change the oil regularly on time and before the oil is contaminated. Otherwise, you can cause increased accelerated wear on bearings, pistons, piston rings, cylinder walls, camshafts. Every moving part in the engine is subject to more wear if you have grit and dirt in the engine oil. Okay, but let's talk about just the turbocharger for a second. A turbocharger is driven by the exhaust gases, and the turbocharger is exposed to, 1,500 degrees or more of exhaust temperatures. So it gets hot. And what happens is it uses engine oil to lubricate the bearings of the turbocharger. The turbocharger is a fan that spins at up to 100,000 revolutions per minute or more. I said that correctly, 100,000 revolutions per minute or more. So let's say you're driving and you're on the highway and you pull into that parking lot of that gas station to get something to drink or whatever you do, and you shut the engine off. That turbocharger has been spinning at 100,000 RPM, fully pressurized with oil for lubrication, and now it has no oil, and it continues to spin. What about the wear of that turbocharger by not idling down that engine? Lee Wickenhauser, what are your thoughts?
You know, this is my practice. I own four diesel vehicles with turbos. I have a Cummins, 5.9 Cummins. I've got 3 6-liter diesels. My wife always asks me this, and I explain to her, and I always give her this look like I've told you this a million times. When I come to shut the truck off, unless I've been driving at low speed, you know, through a parking lot or something, I let the vehicle idle for about a minute, let things wind down, let things cool off. You know, if you're just pulling off the highway into a gas station real quick and shut it off, I believe it causes premature bearing failure. In the, you know, world of turbos, there's different versions of it. There's ball bearing turbos, there's ceramic coated ball bearing turbos, there's bushing style turbos. Bushing style turbos absolutely need cool down time. Let the materials cool off and just kind of let them set, you know, for a minute. They cool off, they last longer. You know, I can't not stress that enough. I mean, I've got 300,000 miles on the original turbo in my truck. I bought it from the original owner, and I've owned it for the last 10 years. It's been off a couple times. I've had to clean it out, but it's still the original turbo. My Excursion, original turbo, 200,000 miles on it. Granted, it has a new motor in it, but it's still the original turbo. My Dodge, that one got a turbo early because it was driven on short trips and not allowed to cool off properly, and it prematurely ate the bearings in the turbo. So, and that, you know, sends metal through the engine. It's through, you know, the oiling system. It uses the existing oil system in the engine, pushes it up through a tube, dumps it through the bearings, puts it back in the oil pan or in the return system. So that any metal that comes from damage is going to go through your engine and cause premature wear or failure. So I agree with you. Letting a turbo cool down is very important, and using a high-quality oil is just as important.
Let's talk about the drain plug of the oil pan. Most of the vehicles that we see here at the farm have just a standard drain plug, just a metal drain plug that's threaded and has either a copper washer or gasket, a aluminum one, or a synthetic rubber one. Whenever we can, we replace those with an aluminum drain plug with a ceramic magnet in the center of it.
Okay.
What are your thoughts about that?
Great idea.
They only cost us about $3.
I think it's a great idea. Any way you can keep metal from going back through your oiling system is a good idea. There's a company out there called Filter Mag. It's a little clip-on magnetic assembly that goes on your filter, keeps all the metal in the filter. Whether, you know, if it's too small of a particulate, you know, let's say it's you have a 10-micron filter and the particle's 3 microns, keeps that from keeping cycling through, and it's like sandpaper grit going through your oil and, you know, eating at your main bearings, your camshaft, all kinds of different parts. So magnets are good. I mean, I go one step further than that, Vinny. Instead of utilizing a drain plug with a magnet, I went to a hardware store, and I've bought them online too. I bought neodymium magnets, small little magnets, and I throw them up on the bottom of the oil pan if, in fact, it has a steel oil pan. If it's aluminum, obviously that won't work, but I also will put them on an oil filter. And that does work. It helps. I've cut open filters, and I've looked at them. And, you know, the amount of metallic in there is a lot higher. That's you know, $10 to $20 cost that can save you thousands. I mean, I'll spend that $20 all day long to save me thousands of dollars later.
Right. These neodymium magnets are really, really strong. That's the type I'm talking about that we use here at the farm as well. And if you were to look, Class, at most, but not all, transmission oil pans, you might find a magnet in the bottom. And what happens is that magnet attracts all of those ferrous metals that wear off the friction plates and the bearings and so forth. And if your vehicle has, let's say, 100,000 miles or more, and the transmission has never been serviced, the transmission pan has never been off, you'll look at that transmission magnet, and it's grown a beard. It has literally grown a beard with metal filings sticking on all available surfaces of that magnet. Have you seen that too, Lee Wickenhauser?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's talk about changing transmission oil. Should we change it? Should we not? And I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and other manufacturers have told their customers that the transmission fluid is sealed for life. I don't know what that means. Life of what? What do you think?
Well,
I mean, it's nuts.
Here's what's funny is it's a sealed system, meaning there's no fill plug, or not fill plug. They have a fill plug, but they do not have a dipstick. There's no filter that's serviceable by the average technical person. You know, that's their way of making sure you have to take it to a dealership. Here's a good example. 2005 Cadillac CTS. 3.6 liter V6 car, automatic transmission, does not have a dipstick tube. It is something that you are supposed to take to a dealership to have them service the fluid. Well, I'm, you know, found ways around that. You can still drop the pan, change the filter. So, I mean, that's still something that, you know, somebody that has the ability and a little bit of know-how can still service it. You know, they still, in the manuals, will give you a service interval of, you know, 100,000 miles, 50,000 miles, 75,000 miles, whatever Mercedes recommends. They want you to bring it to a dealership, and they designed it so you have to. You know, when they say for the life of the vehicle, there's still a life expectancy of, you know, 100,000 miles or something on that. They kind of use that as a term sometimes for life. That, oh, I don't ever have to touch it. That's not the case. It still should be changed. It does get dirty. It does have particulates in it. It should be changed. You know, and they make it complicated on purpose. And I don't agree with it, but that's the manufacturers.
Yeah. When we come back after this break, I'd like to share with you something that we do. I'll bet you do the same thing at your shop. And this is about transmissions. And this can extend the life of your transmission dramatically. And you can do this yourself, or you can have somebody do it for you. And I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Lee Wickenhauser's with us. And Lee Wickenhauser spends a lot of his time at Genesis Communications Network. And I mentioned that he is one of those who is responsible for putting USA Preparers on Genesis Communications Network. I have kind of a personal question I'd like to ask him, and if you'd like to answer, Lee, that'd be great. If you don't want to, that's okay, too. So my question for you before I tell you about my what I do with transmissions here at the farm, why did you press for USA Preparers to be a broadcast on Genesis Communications Network years and years and years ago? Why was that?
Here's my personal opinion, Vinny, and I have no problem letting you know why I feel this way. I believe that the American people, and even people in other countries, have been snowballed. Nobody is out there teaching what you teach. Things that, to me, and I'm 43 years old, you know, things my grandparents taught me. People aren't doing that anymore. People aren't learning to be self-sufficient. They're relying on the government, and they're relying on other things instead of being reliant on themselves. I feel every person on this planet should have an idea and, you know, an escape plan or something to help them survive almost any situation, whether it be, you know, getting mugged or their car breaks down or they have a water leak in their house. People should be prepared for that. But I'm not saying that, you know, people should know these things so they don't have to hire a handyman or a mechanic or something like that. But some of the stuff is just good to know. You know, my oldest daughter, she's in college. Actually, she graduated college. She's already old, getting old already. She's in Alabama. you know, she used to hang out in the shop I worked at for years and just watch me do things. She learned how to change her own tire, change her oil, you know, work on her car. One day she calls me, she's like, Dad, I need an ignition switch for my Honda Accord. Is this something you think I can do? And I go, absolutely, Kelsey, you can do this on your own. You've watched me do stuff like this before. Here's the tools you need. And I said, if you run into a problem, look on YouTube. There might be somebody that has a tutorial on there already, and it'll help walk you through it. She calls me back. She's like, Dad, I did it on my own. And I'm like, you know, that was a proud moment for me, knowing that I had succeeded. So I wanted other people to feel that type of feeling or just have that knowledge that you can provide. I feel you're doing an absolute great service to people, just in general, you know, not just the American people. You know, I was a firm believer you would do the right thing, and the way you present yourself and the way that you introduce new instructors and different subject matters, a lot of other shows don't do that. They may just be talking about survival in the wilderness every day, which is fine. That's great. You know, but I think people need a variety of things, and you supply that. I think you have great intentions, and you do a great way of leading people. I feel you're a great leader. You know, so there's just a few examples of why I really push to have you on and why I support your show.
I really appreciate it, Lee. Class, here's something that I do here at the forum. This is regarding automatic transmissions. Most of the American manufacturers that I've seen and been under, those vehicles, like Dodge and Ford and Chevrolet, don't have a drain plug on the automatic transmission. So it's a messy job. I don't care how great a guy or gal is at working on these. The floor always gets oil on it, transmission fluid, when you work on a transmission that does not have a drain plug. So what I do is when I get that pan off that does not have a drain plug, I clean it really well. And then I drill a hole at the lowest point. I make sure I'm not going to drill a hole that's going to interfere with anything that's in the transmission. I line it up, find the lowest point, and then I drill a quarter-inch hole in that bottom of the transmission oil pan. Then I braze, which is like weld, but I use brass. I braze onto that transmission pan an M10 nut, fine thread. Metric. And then I have a little bolt that fits in there and a copper washer. So now I have now converted my non-drain plug oil pan to one with a drain plug. Lee, I'll bet you do the same thing.
Absolutely, Vinny. We have like minds.
And you know, Mercedes has them. BMW has them. What's wrong with Ford, Chevy, Chrysler? What's wrong with that? Well, for about 30 cents, you can do the same thing. Or if you have to hire somebody, maybe $5 to have them braze that on for you. You can do it.
Exactly. It's a good thing to do. Early preventative maintenance.
Quick, give me a number. How many miles do you go between transmission oil changes?
75,000 on average.
There you go.
Depending on
you. Lee Wickenhauser, I hope you can come back again and again. Can you?
I can most certainly do that, Vinny.
Lee Wickenhauser, thank you so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.